Technical debt. So what is technical debt? Technical debt, according to Wikipedia, is also known as code debt or design debt. And usually it is software systems and software architectural systems where eventually the software will degrade and become useless because of dependencies, and generally the code has been written in a poor quality. And by dependencies, I mean that our industry exists always in a state of flux. There's nothing that I know, anyone knows, where the software just stays the same. For example, there's always going to be a new version of Java at some point, and we're looking at Java 9 modularity. And Oracle also ends the lives of certain JDKs, like 6 and now 7. And there's other things that people do. So software quality is really of empowerment. So in many organizations that I have contracted for and worked for, there have been some tests, but all the tests that have been required for a particular piece of work have not existed. And that's not to be insulting or patronizing to clients or businesses. It's just the way it is. And in fact, this technical debt can also be seen as a strategic option for clients that I would call like rapidly developing software under, say, an agile environment such as Scrum. And sometimes you can over-engineer software, and so people may want to design some software even though they know it's bad quality and put it in front of a stakeholder to generally get the design direction. In fact, this is an approach recommended in Eric Evans's book, Domain-Driven Design. Yes, more on that later. So technical debt is also against the dependencies. It's also about the software quality, the severe lack of tests. And sometimes it's also about the architecture. I mean, there are sometimes systems, which I have witnessed, where there is a monolithic application, and then because of a new idea, such as microservices or server side, or even a refactoring of the architecture going from one monolithic architecture to embracing a digital architecture, which obviously where suddenly a business may need an e-commerce platform which they didn't have one before. How do you do that? Well, you're probably already thinking, well, let's have a core of the application in one Gradle module and produce some web modules that provide this extra functionality. And sometimes what happens there, because the core doesn't have the application, doesn't have enough unit tests, then you are in the business of refactoring and trying to also maintain the software quality. And this is, and the reason why you find this very difficult is because of the debt that has been developed in the past. In fact, another school of thought is, whenever you're developing software or writing a piece of code, can you actually say, is this the perfect software that I have ever written? And the answer is no, because even though you're writing a new piece of code, you are contributing to the debt in some future form. So your technical debt can actually be seen as a software future option. You know that you're writing a piece of code that will be affected some stage in the future and will be refactorable. And therefore, the only way to improve the software quality is to then not only apply unit tests, but you actually have to think of a really good design and architecture. So I was talking about Eric Evans and domain-driven design. For the insurmounting insurmountable, or where it seems where you have a monolithic architecture and it's hard to refactor because of static singletons or some global scope. What you may do, paraphrasing Eric Evans now in domain-driven design, is put a bounded context around those pieces of in software components that are particularly risky or have high profile risk. And if you can do that, you effectively can refactor those components away and replace them with better components. And it's an interesting, a very interesting topic, technical debt. And there's a lot more to say. And you can find out more by listening to Software Engineering Radio and also following me on my audio booth. Bye for now. Have a good day.